Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would have done that to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off. Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies, hard to swallow from the bitter taste. But that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
one, two,
tell me what y'all
to do.
Three, four,
it's time for all your suggestions. Five, six, get a facade to mix. Seven, eight, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on the tablet. Yesterday, as I recall, was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shot hitting my torso. Spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace. Love stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace. I need room to think and space to ventilate. What's solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my people's in a place, tell me how to solve. Here we go,
One, two, tell me what y'all to do. Three, four, it's time for all your success. Rock and roll, then you're rolling, rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and jazz. Don't stop, five, six, get up and start the mix. Seven, eight, it's time to motivate. Yes, rock and roll, then you're rolling, rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and jazz. Sing it out, one, two, tell me what y'all to do. Three, four, it's time for all your.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and as always, I thank you for tuning in tonight, whether you are online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And you know, here at Conversations of a Sister, we try to bring you the latest topics and what is happening in the news on the regular. And right now, what is happening in the news, the big talk in the news is Trump's administration's immigration policy. So tonight's conversation is border separation and the chilling historical echoes of slavery that this season has. And I think that the reason why it's such a big deal in the media is because we've seen images of children being left unattended and without their parents. Their parents are arrested and the children are being locked up or detained in a center. Recently, they showed images of children in cages. So this has really affected people from seeing such images because, of course, the media controls the images that we see. So people are affected by what they see based upon children being left alone without their children once their parents are arrested for trespassing into the United States across the border. Yesterday, as recent as yesterday, a South Carolina city councilman has drawn a comparison between slavery and the immigration policy that has resulted, as I stated, in children being separated from their families. Now, this Charleston, South Carolina city councilman said just yesterday that he and his colleagues have an opportunity to recognize that the seat of the Confederacy was wrong to enslave people. So this is what he's acknowledging. I'm going to repeat that. He said he and his colleagues have an opportunity to recognize that the seat of the Confederate was wrong to enslave people. He said it was wrong to treat people as property and chattel and sell their children and break up families. So I ask you, my listeners, does that sound familiar? Of course it does. That's because it's happening today. Nearly 2,000 children have been separated from their parents in the last 6 weeks. But this is hardly a new practice in the United States. Hardly. This is nothing new in the United States. I mean, much of the country is justifiably outraged about the Trump administration's practice of separating undocumented children from their parents. But, I mean, come on. Isn't this what he meant when he said, well, when he ran on the campaign promise of let's make, or I'm going to make America great again? Because this greatness depends on what he sees in his mind and what he sees in his eyes. So, therefore, people are outraged by this practice of separating children from their parents. According to Homeland Security, they figure about 2,000 children have been separated from their parents in just 6 weeks, and many are being placed in tents camped out in the desert, or I'm going to say tent camps in the desert. So just think of that. Children being placed out in tent camps in the desert. I don't want to think of it because, I mean, come on, that's horrifying. You know, who's watching them? Who's there? But this all began during slavery. You know that, right? You are well aware of the fact that this all happened during slavery with the brutal, daily, and fully legal practice of buying and selling away children from slaves. Mm-hmm. Their parents were slaves. About the time slavery was abolished, the government then began the practice of forcibly removing Native American children as young as 5 years old from their families in order to civilize them in white boarding schools. I mean, this is a practice that lasted more than 100 years, and it only formally ended with the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978. But racism prevails, people, because President Trump has been gradually setting the stage for the increasingly cruel treatment of immigrants at our southern borders. I mean, come on, we know that throughout his campaign he talked about building a wall and how he was going to stop immigrants from entering this country because they were all criminals and they were about violence, and he just painted this very perfect picture, which is the same thing that's done with African-American people. I mean, come on. Likewise, by criminalizing virtually every movement of black bodies, driving, walking in the wrong neighborhood, barbecuing in the park, or sitting in a Starbucks, we have created a system in which skin color predicts arrests more accurately than the actual commission of crimes. I mean, come on, we've seen that. We saw in the park, I don't even remember where it was, when black people were there minding their business barbecuing and a white woman called the cops on them. Cops came, found them doing no wrong except having a barbecue. Then a white neighbor turned around and threw a big barbecue for the entire neighborhood of everybody of all colors just to further piss her off. Because, I mean, come on, it was a little overdone. And then we had the two black men who were waiting on a meeting in Starbucks. They were arrested just because the manager of Starbucks felt like they looked suspicious or they made her nervous. I mean, come on. We are always criminalized. This is nothing new. The subtle and not so subtle belief that black and brown people are intellectually and morally inferior, we threaten our country's moral and social fiber. And because of that, we are not fully human, and we've always been held strong as currency in America. I mean, we saw it last Thursday. I don't know if some of you heard Attorney General Jeff Sessions, his recent attempt to use biblical justification for the cruel treatment of immigrant children. Did you hear him on the news? I mean, come on. What he said had a rich tradition. Why? Because slave owners did the exact same thing by using the exact same scripture from the Bible. Jeff Sessions on Thursday used a Bible verse, yes he did, to defend his department's policy of prosecuting everyone who crosses the border from Mexico, suggesting that God supports the government in separating immigrant parents from their children. You know, this is why so many people are turned off by religion, because it's like they're saying that, you know, the same Bible used by slave masters, we have people carrying that Bible today to church and living off of that same word. So it's like, whose God are you praying to? Whose God are you praying to? Because the argument is, if the prayers of our ancestors didn't work to the God of the slave master, why would these prayers work today? But I'm not going to go off into that, because that's a horse of a whole other color. And I'm not saying that I don't believe in prayer, because I do. I've tried prayer for myself, and trust me, it works. I pray to the God of my ancestors, the God of my parents, and, you know, I've seen that God work for me, or work for my people, or work for my family, or work in my generation, or throughout my ancestries. So I don't denounce that in any way. But what I am saying is that this is why you have so many people now turned off by scripture. Because technically Trump has unleashed border agents and motivated them. And he's motivated them into vicious land frequents that are practicing illegal enforcement with inhuman consequences. And these consequences are tearing children from the arms of their parents like they did back in the day of slavery. I mean, come on. And while they're doing this, they're losing track of the children that they seize, just like they did during slavery. It's no different. But anyway, back to what Jeff Sessions said. And for those of you who may be just tuning in, we're talking border separation. These children being separated at the border from their parents, and how it has chilling historical echoes of what happened during slavery. But Jeff Sessions said last Thursday, he said, and I quote, "I would cite you to the Apostle Paul in his clear and wise command in Romans 13. to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes. Sessions said during a speech to law enforcement officers in Fort Wayne, Indiana, he said orderly and lawful processes are good in themselves. Consistent and fair application of the law is in itself a good and moral thing, and that protects the weak and it protects the lawful. Yeah. Can I say that chapter again? No, can I say that Bible verse again? Romans 13. Check it out for yourself. That's what he said when he spoke to law enforcement officers in Fort Wayne, Indiana. All he's doing is echoing what Trump echoed during his campaign. His administration is bringing forth all campaign promises. I mean, but the scripture that he quoted is the same argument that Southern slaveholders advocated for the Southern way of life against slavery or for slavery. Border separation and the chilling historical echoes of slavery is what's happening in this country today. Yes, crossing the border without documentation is illegal. Being black without a white owner was illegal. Walking into whites-only restaurants was illegal. Drinking from whites-only fountains was illegal. Sitting at an all-white lunch counter in a restaurant was illegal. Going to an all-white school was illegal. Without ethics, these laws are just the stories the government tell to justify their horror. The child separation policy is connected to the worst abuses of humanity in this country's history. And this whole child separation, immigration, take the kids at the border, that's connected by the same evil that separated families during slavery and dislocated tribes and broke up Native American families. It's no different. It's the exact same thing. I mean, kids were sold off in slavery. A child was born and he was sold off in slavery and raised and reared to be a slave. That was all he knew. You had husbands being sold off, wives being sold off. They separated families then. And then when slavery was abolished, you had slaves looking for their family. Well, have you seen my family? Well, have you seen this family member? They was at so-and-so, so-and-so's plantation. Why? Because they were sold off and separated. It's the same thing today. It's the same thing. All Trump is doing is turning back the clock. And if this is what makes America great again in his mind, then that's what it is. This is what he wants to see. And trust me, he's gone far by blaming the Democrats for establishing weak immigration laws. Because, see, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, the Democrats are no better than Republicans. I'm talking about both of them. Because, you know, they may hate immigration, but they love it at the same time. Why? Because you can get immigrants to come here and work for low wages. They can work them to death for low wages. And did you know there's a law that states that you don't have to pay them overtime? There's a law that states you don't have to pay them overtime. So you could just work them to death. So, I mean, while in the meantime, Republicans in Congress have tried to toe a narrow line between applauding Trump's enforcement of immigration laws and rebuking family separation. So in one hand, they want to applaud him, but on the other hand, they have to rebuke him. I don't know if that's the conscience or if that's their family members speaking out. I don't know what the double-edged sword here is. I can't tell, and quite frankly, I don't care. All I'm saying tonight is what is happening in 2018 happened in 1816 during slavery. It's the exact same thing. And in my opinion, the Republicans and the Democrats, whether they applaud Trump for immigration laws and rebuke him, they can't do both. You're either for one or against the other. Why? Because it's just hypocritical. But this is the direct result of the administration's zero tolerance policy at the border. And this is what he said. This is what he said when he ran for president. Trump and his team's law and order framework is the same one articulated by President Richard Nixon in the late 60s and more delicately invoked by Presidents Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton as they ramped up the drug war and fueled massive prison expansions. I mean, the U.S. jail system separates families too. The U.S. jail and separate families at the border to deter illegal immigration, it's all the same thing. Because we jail and separate poor families within our country because they can't afford bail or proper legal representation. That's what mass incarceration is. It's a crafty regimen for organized slavery. It's the same thing. The government pulls the same tricks. It's all rolled up into one. I can ask a question right now on my blog for my blog readers and listeners. Do they have at least one family member that's been jailed? And they'll tell me yes. Somebody in my family has gone to jail. At least someone in the family has gone to jail. Because the system is designed by laws. So the president announced his plan during a Republican meeting at the White House today, that he was going to sign an executive order that would keep immigrant families together after they are taken into custody at the border. That's what he said, right? The bill didn't pass. The executive order didn't pass. This is what my assistant Raven was telling me. She said the executive order didn't pass because President Trump tried to throw in a bill to build the wall. Tried to throw in a clause about building this wall. You know the wall he talked about during his campaign, building a wall in Mexico that separates the borders to keep the immigrants from crossing into the United States? Well, he tried to throw that bill into this executive order. And because he did, the Dems denied it. Therefore, this executive order didn't pass. I don't know. This is what I was told. This was the latest. But either way, border separation, I don't know. It's like the talk of today. And everyone is just so taken by it. I shouldn't say everyone because some people could care less. Some people could care less. They feel like it's not their family, not their fight. Yes, I did see some of the comments on my blog. I had some teachers stating that they teach in fear because they think that the border control agents are going to walk into their classrooms and just snatch out students because they never know where they're going to show up. They show up at bus stations. They raid buses. They raid buildings. They raid restaurants because they're looking for them. They're looking for illegal immigrants. And they are here, and they are scared to death. And it's no different than when we had slaves escape slavery because they were being sold off by the thousands. That's what I feel like this country is being rolled back to. Yes, and for that, for me, this country is in trouble because you don't go backwards. You go forward. And if we're going to continue to lean on racism and hate, then we'll never get anywhere as a country. Never. And we need a leader who is going to adopt that same policy. There's the South Carolina lawmaker, because my mother lives in South Carolina, and I read today how he feels as though an apology is due to the South Carolina residents who had family that were slaves. And they're even talking about giving them reparations for that, paying them money because of that. I'm following that story because that's something that I would like to see. If we can get one state to admit to it, then maybe others will follow. You never know. I thank you, as always, for tuning in tonight. Tune in 2 weeks, because we will not be here next week. Tune in 2 weeks. Until then, stay blessed and have a great evening.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.